Digital Literacy for Resistance, Rural Trans and Non-Binary, TNB, Youth Face a Paradoxical Mental Health Challenge. They increasingly must rely on social media for support and community, but online forums pose a significant risk to young people's mental health and social well-being. The broad accessibility, user anonymity, and group dynamics on social media tend to amplify bullying and violent speech. The authors examine the clinical and ethical challenges rural mental health providers, MHPs, face, such as navigating complex, ever-increasing state and federal laws and policies affecting TNB youth, operating as specialists in service deserts, and balancing ethical obligations with client safety. We propose a therapy intervention model called Digital Literacy for Resistance, DLR, that integrates cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, tools with digital literacy strategies to empower rural TNB youth and their families. Keywords: transgender, rural, youth, digital literacy, resistance. Clinical vignettes: Samantha, Bill, and Jasper. Samantha, she stroke her, and Bill, he stroke him, are residents of Ash Flat, Arkansas, and have been married for 11 years. Samantha is a 29-year-old, heterosexual, cisgender woman who works in accounting. Bill is a 31-year-old, heterosexual, cisgender man who farms his family's land with his father. Samantha and Bill have one 10-year-old child named Jasper. They stroke them, who was assigned male at birth and came out to their parents as non-binary last year. At first, Samantha and Bill sought support from their church. They spent a year receiving counseling from their pastor, who regularly led them to pray that Jasper would be healed from their confusion and freed from the darkness in their spirit. In time, the parents realized that Jasper's non-binary identity was not a phase. They sought behavioral health services at your office in Jonesboro, 1.5 hours away by car. At first, the couple stated that their goal in therapy was to encourage their child to just be the right gender, that is, the gender aligned with the sex they were assigned at birth. However, after several months of family therapy, Samantha and Bill have become more comfortable with Jasper's identity. One evening after a therapy session, Samantha posted a supportive message on her social media account, in which she publicly acknowledged that Jasper identifies as non-binary. Within days, their church added the family to a prayer list. A week later, Samantha received anonymous direct messages on social media that included direct and indirect threats of harming Jasper. Shortly thereafter, three students confronted Jasper in the school locker room and physically assaulted Jasper to the point of unconsciousness. National news outlets covered the assault, and some of these stories framed Samantha and Bill as child abusers. After reporters discovered the couple had been seeing you for therapy, you received a request from the Attorney General for medical records related to the care of Jasper and their family. Diego, Sasha, and Trees. Diego, he, him, and Sasha, she, stroke her, are Colgate, Oklahoma residents who met in high school. Diego is a 32-year-old, heterosexual, cisgender man who manages a local cafe. Sasha is a 31-year-old, heterosexual, cisgender woman who works as a legal secretary. After dating Diego briefly in high school, Sasha became pregnant during her senior year. While the two did not remain romantically involved, they have co-parented their child, Trees, he stroke him, for the past 13 years. Assigned female at birth, Trees came out to his parents as trans about 6 months ago. While both parents supported Trees, they became concerned when some members of his community reacted with hostility as he began to present publicly as a boy. One day during school, someone tagged Trees in a TikTok post created by someone pretending to be Trees. He discovered an entire account with posts going back for weeks, all of which targeted Trees' appearance, made jokes about his presumed sexual orientation, and suggested that he was making up his trans identity to get attention. Some posts had over 1,000 views, and Trees noticed that the posts had been liked and shared by his peers from high school. A few days later, a regular patron of Diego's cafe who had seen the TikTok post left an angry review on the cafe's Facebook page, stating he would no longer support the business and accusing Diego of grooming and indoctrinating Trees. This review garnered attention within the community and markedly impacted sales at the cafe. Concerned about the impact of this harassment on Trees' mental health, the parents reported the instigating TikTok profile to school administrators, who said they could not interfere in off-campus free speech. The parents then scheduled an appointment for therapy services at your office in Oklahoma City, a two-hour drive from their home. Trees reports suicidal ideation and confides that he no longer feels safe at school, especially since he does not know who created the account, and because he does not feel that school officials will prioritize his safety. Key background: as many as 60,000 trans and non-binary youth live in rural areas of the United States. Throughout this paper, we use trans to refer to youth who identify with a binary gender, boy stroke girl, that differs from the binary gender associated with the sex, male stroke female, they were assigned at birth. We use non-binary to refer to youth who identify outside of the gender binary, are gender fluid, or do not identify with any gender. We refer to trans and non-binary youth collectively using the acronym TNB. Broadly defined, gender-affirming care is a shifting concept, but is generally conceptualized as any healthcare or behavioral health service informed by or aimed at improving the health of TNB people by providing them with the resources they need to live authentically, openly, and in a space of empowerment. Horizontal ellipsis. Full text continues with all original content, formatting adjusted for pacing, line breaks between ideas, and paragraph separations, no wording or meaning changed.